Simon Harmer joins us at the end of day three at Guildford, with Essex in a very strong position, Simon, thanks to the bowling of you and Jamie Porter, really.
Yeah, it was, I think, a proper shift that we put in. Generally, the scoring rate in the game has been over four, and we sort of kept them to around three and over. It might have been less than that, so I think it was a good effort by everyone. Ports and I were the ones that picked up the wickets, but being a bowler down with Matt Quinn injured, I thought the energy shown by all of the bowlers and the sort of persistence bowling long spells, taking it deep, was really encouraging, and we sort of got rewards along the way, but we still need to pick up three important wickets tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and as ever, it's important to keep getting the ball in the right place to get your rewards, isn't it?
Yeah, I think sort of on a turning wicket like that, you can't try too hard. You know, on a seaming wicket, sometimes seamers try too hard, and it's the same for spinners. So it's just about doing sort of the simple stuff right. So yeah, I think everybody bowled nicely.
Indeed. Tell us about Mr. Sangakkara's dismissal.
Yeah, it's obviously
it's a classic off-spinner's wicket,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, he obviously scores a lot of runs for them. So it was good to see the back of him. He's an unbelievable player. He hurt us in the last game, so it was nice that we could sort of take care of him, so to speak, and kind of sort of break the back of Surrey.
Yeah, indeed. Still a lot of cricket left in this game. We've got to keep doing the disciplines right, haven't we? And hopefully that will prove to us getting our reward.
Yeah, hopefully we can sort of knock them over early doors tomorrow and chase 250. I think that would be realistic. The stats on teams chasing here are pretty good, so if we bat properly, I think we'll be all right.